Welcome back. At 6:07 on In Depth with Francis Rose. Sentiment against the federal government's running high, and most people haven't stopped to consider that the people that found and killed Osama bin Laden were federal employees. Mike Causey is thinking about that fact, though, and writing about it in his column today called Faceless Feds Nail Osama. I asked Mike earlier if he thinks the death of bin Laden is enough to turn the tide of opinion in the public about federal employees.
Probably not. I wish I could say it, and I wish I thought it. But you know, things are so fleeting. You know, today's hero is tomorrow's goat, and vice versa. And you know how quickly we forget. But that said, I think the feds ought to bask in it while they can, because this is one of those situations where, you know, when you think about it, they were, just a few weeks ago, serious people on both sides were considering shutting down the government. Mm-hmm. And I believe they weren't going to pay the military, you know, as yeah. part of this process. And when you reflect on what happened Sunday, you think maybe this wouldn't have been such a good idea. And to me, you know, just thinking about it, as I drove to work today, I drove past two intelligence gathering operations, Homeland Security up here near us, and the geospatial outfit in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And I thought a lot of those people in both of those buildings had a hand in this.
Yeah.
They may not have even known it. They had a hand in it, and they probably at the time didn't suspect, or if they did, they've been at it for 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
But a lot of things, John Kennedy, I think, is credited with saying, victory has 1,000 fathers and defeat is an orphan.
Yes.
And in this case, we are among the 1,000 fathers. You know, we're all feeling this sense of, or not all, but many, most of us feeling this sense of community, and we did it and we got it right. The New York Post headlines today said we got him and
yeah.
all this kind of thing. But I think a lot of people who up until maybe Saturday night at midnight thought the government was a losing proposition are now saying, yes, we did it. We made it. And thanks to our hard work and support. So it'll last a while.
When I read your column today, it reminded me of sports teams. When mm-hmm. sports teams are really good, people say, wow, we're really on a roll and we're doing this and da 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 da. And when they stink, nobody wants to be the person to say, we stink.
That's right. That's right. It's, yeah, the collectivization stops with the negative.
Yeah.
The Onion had a t-shirt some years back that I thought was great, and it said the team from my geographic area is superior to the team from your geographic area.
Exactly.
And you're rooting for hockey, and they're all Canadians anyhow, you know,
uh-huh.
mostly all. But yeah, it's human nature, but I think people are feeling good about themselves, and you know, except for the most diehard government bashers, and I expect now the rumor du jour will be that he's really not dead.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to cope with that.
That's my thing. Is I wonder what the conspiracy theorists are gonna say. All the black helicopter mm-hmm. tinfoil hat people. I'm looking at the bottom of your column today. I do read all the way
Bless
to the
you.
End, and I'm proving that by noticing that you got a pretty good pull for your turn tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Talk about dumb luck. I wish I could say I had plotted this out.
Now, see, you've got to let me start doing your PR again,
okay.
And you can say this was a long, drawn-out process and a very protracted negotiation,
yeah.
but finally we've arrived at the guest for tomorrow,
right.
who will be
John Berry, Director of the Office of Personnel Management, and couldn't have a better person, couldn't have a better week to do this, because, of course, it's Public Service Recognition Week,
uh-huh.
and normally, as you know, it's a wonderful event, but it's kind of viewed as feds celebrating other feds
yeah.
or themselves. And most of the participants, I assume, around the country as well as here, are federal workers, maybe military people or their friends and family. But it's not something that, you know, Joe, the businessman in Iowa, says, honey, let's go to D.C. for Public Service Recognition Week.
Right.
You know, but take the kids. But this week, it should be very different. And John Berry is probably possibly the best person in the world to talk about the civil service. He grew up in D.C. Father was a Marine. He was longtime staff director for Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland, and was instrumental in getting federal pay raises past both Republican and Democratic presidents. did a stint at the National Zoo. He was director there, and many people say that's the best job in the world, you know, being that. But he wanted OPM. He's a people person, and that's his educational background. And he knows and understands and likes federal workers. And it's almost like, you know, in the 1980s, some people say when we beat the Russian hockey team, and I guess Reagan had just been inaugurated, that something came together and things started going well.
Yes.
And I wonder if this maybe isn't a moment like that for the feds.
In the spirit of our conversation and your column, I will say we did a great job in getting John Barry lined up for the show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So go us.
We're all in this together until the next failure.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey, you can see his column, Faceless Feds Nail Osama, at federalnewsradio.com. And you can hear this conversation at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. That's it for In Depth with Francis Rose today. Back tomorrow between 3 and 7. Washington Capitals hockey is up next. The Caps down 2-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning in their Stanley Cup series. And this game in Tampa, you'll hear the play-by-play next on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.